to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we talk about this a lot, that I kind of joke as runners, we have this like type A personality, and I don't consider myself type A. I'm more of like a B plus, because I will be like, well, that's hard. I'm not going to do it. So, but I do understand that idea that we want to control things. So, and we get this a lot. Where do I put my foot? How do I land? Like, what do I do with my arms? Should I swing my arms? What do I do with my, you know, knee? Should my knee be in front of me? You know, we have all of these questions, especially with newcomers to our plan and to our membership, about what they have to do. And then you're always trying to tell them that really you're not doing anything. So can you let's dive into that. That what are the elements, that reflexive activity, and how you really have to let go?
All right. So I first wanted to say that for that Caroline and I are both type A minus instead of being A plus. And for runners, there's a huge control issue in running because I have to get my run in. This is how we think, right? So already that's something I have to get done. And then in the running itself, you know, just like she said, I want to control all the movements. I want to know where my foot is. I want to swing my arms, things like that. And unfortunately, that does create so much tension. And this was really powerful this weekend. I had one of the runners. So we do Zooms on our RunnerX in our membership. So once a week, I get to see whoever comes on live, and I do drills and I watch their movement. And it's in their movement that I can see where they need help for their running in the static movement in place. I mean, it's wild. It's really good. And I'm always saying, let go, relax, release. And There's a challenge to that because we're all type A. So we're like, yeah. I am releasing.
I'm releasing, but where do I put my foot?
Yeah. But I'm also grimacing and my neck cords are really tight.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So the challenge is, you know, your muscles only do one action. Your muscles contract and release, and that's it. There's nothing else that they do. So if my muscle is contracted, it's active, right? It's contracted. Mm-hmm. If it's not contracted, it's relaxed. So the challenge is when we're speaking in the RunnerX class, we're not speaking like, hey, relax.
Yeah.
No, we're telling you, only do one action, only focus on one thing. I'm telling you to pull your foot and that's it. And people mm-hmm. want to pull their foot up and put it back down. They want to pull their foot up and put it back down. There's a fear when you have too much control, when you're trying to do everything, you will not release from the ground. And we see this in our runners and we see this in our runners and we see it every day.
Yeah.
You guys need to let go of the ground. And you and I make jokes about it because I'm like, look, there's the ground. You can see it. And because, by the way, guys, just so you know, I couldn't let go of the ground. I really think it took me at least 2 years to let go of the ground. And it's a control issue. It has nothing to do with your physiology. It has everything to do with you have not yet kind of understood, one, what it is we're teaching, and that's the up action of running, or just the belief that the foot will drop, which is why we do so many of the drills. And what's interesting, so this weekend, one of the students, who by the way is one of the most faithful students, I generally have 5 people on the Zoom if I have 6, right? And of the 5 people, it's always 4 regulars, and then we usually have 1 new person, which is fantastic. But the people that come all the time, so this guy's been coming for a while. And he, after the Zoom, he reached out and he said, you know, wow, it's taken me this long to really get it, that when I'm running, I need to think of controlling less. Like, my job is to pull my foot and hold my body and that's it.
That's like, yeah.
That's it. And then when you do the drills and you do the strength and you do all that, then if you want to do all the thinking you want, go for it. You know, all the controlling you want, then we give you the opportunity to control. And then when you run, you've got to let go. And guys, it is so hard. It's the biggest challenge there is. And you don't even realize how much you're holding on to. You have right. no idea until, you know, you start working on yourself and you're running, if you will. And we had, you know, we see it all the time. We love it, by the way, when we start seeing people start to let go, because again, there's so much limitation in your thought. Well, I have bad hips. Well, my knees are old. Well, my knee hurts. Well, my right calf is tight. My feet are weak. All of these things. And then all of a sudden your whole body is just a big ball of tension.
Right.
You know, so it's not about, oh, let all those thoughts go. We know that doesn't work that way. But if you only focus on your job, which is what you do at work, right? You don't worry right. that don't make sense. You don't need to worry about. But when you start to realize that running is the same, so then you do have control.
Yeah.
You start to work on the element of what you need to work on, which is really pulling your foot. That's your job. And you go start to get back to the simplicity of it. It's so neat. Because then they start to let go of those, not just the unnecessary thoughts, but then the unnecessary actions go away with it. But, and Caroline can speak to this more. She's a mindset coach. So many of us are limited in opening our mind to new thought. We don't see that, or we don't realize we're blocking, but our body movement shows it.
Well, and I think you put it so well last week when we were talking about, if you just let go, that I have this limitation, like we were saying last week, it was an ankle. If you just focus on not focusing on my ankle or my foot, and you work on the self-care and the strengthening of your foot will get stronger, which will make it just naturally release the tension in your calf and your ankle. Right? Mm-hmm. Because it's now able to hold up your weight, but you're not focusing on, I've got to strengthen my foot, or I've got to brace for impact. Right. And it's amazing that we think that if we, the joke I always have is a joke by Tim Allen, where the race car driver will go, don't crash into the wall. And then they crash into the wall. So like, don't think about what you don't want to have happen. Just think up, just think on weight. And right. and it really, it's, people struggle with it. They really do struggle with it. But once you get that, like our member said, I only have to worry about pulling my foot up and holding my body in line. That's it. That's yeah. really that simple. And it just seems too simple, doesn't it? It really does. It's too simple to think that that's all I need to do.
Well, I think it's simple. It's not easy to do. It is.
Yeah.
Well, and then I'll just say one little thing, because the Paralympics are going on right now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's so inspiring. And anytime anyone sees anything like that, you know, I always think, I hope I could do that, you know, if I was limited in that way. But we say this all the time. Here, these people have one leg, no arm, one arm. And they're right. Olympics. Instead of thinking, well, never mind, I'm just not going to do anything, they went the full other route. Like, I'm going to see what I can do despite my limitation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, let's see what you can do, even though you have tight calves. I promise, you know, like the tightness will go away just as soon as you start moving correctly. It's amazing. Like you start to, and that's with a lot of these Paralympians, once they have either they use a prosthetic or they don't, they still, their body learns to adapt to their new body. You know what I mean? It's right. It's amazing. And this woman I know, I just happen to know a Paralympian, so it's pretty cool. She's yeah. And she said that, and she does triathlons. And she said that the way that she approaches it is, instead of thinking I'm scaling this movement, she goes, the way I approach it is, I'm doing this movement to the best of my ability with the abilities I have. So it's just a cool, you know, I love that. Like, I just thought that was really neat. Instead of thinking, well, I can't run, my calves are tight, you know, or I'll never be a good runner, or things like that. We try to help you think, no, you're a great runner. Like, we just got to learn how to move as running's supposed to move. And then your body lets go of these other things. So anyway, that's just been, it was a cool little side story for that.
Right. Absolutely. So guys, if you are a control freak like me, like Valerie, if you keep thinking, I don't know where to put my foot, or I don't know how to swing my arms, come to us and let us show you how to not do any of that, how to just let go and learn the movement of running and let your body do the mechanics it's meant to do and use gravity to increase your fall, which basically helps you speed up. It's just a natural byproduct of learning how to run efficiently. And you can do that by going to runrx.fit. That's runrx.fit. And like and subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend so that we can get more people interested in running pain-free. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.